Bezrat Hashem, tonight we're going to be counting Hod Shebetiferet. And yesterday and the day before we were talking about beauty, but more of a revealed beauty. Hod Shebetiferet is referring more to hidden beauty, beauty that is not so revealed. And usually something that is beautiful is very outstanding, very obvious, and you right away catches your attention. And say less important right now if it's the real beauty or not real beauty, what we were talking about the last two classes. Usually something beautiful stands out. Doesn't matter what it is. But there are some situations that you don't see the beauty right away. The beauty is hidden. Now, in order to find this hidden beauty, then first you have to believe that that beauty exists. If you don't believe that it exists, then you won't even try to find it. But if you do believe that there's a hidden beauty behind the concealment, what you don't see, then you'll start looking for it. There's a saying, a verse from our sages, Yagata umatzata ta'amin. If you have toiled and worked hard for searching, and then you found it, then you should believe. Of course, the saying goes, Yagati velo matzati. I have toiled and worked hard and didn't find. Al ta'amin. Matzati velo yagati. I have found without even looking. Al ta'amin. Don't believe. But when it says, Yagati umatzati ta'amin. I have toiled, I have worked out, I worked hard to look for it, and then I found it, then believe, then it's real. So we have to admit that there is a hidden beauty. This beauty is this hod. Hod can be translated in many different ways: majesty, splendor, glory. But this hod that we're referring to is admitting, because hod is also from the resembling the word lehodot. Lehodot is to admit. We mentioned that last week in the week of Gvura. So I have to admit, so to say, that there is this hidden beauty. Now, we also have to admit that everything the Kadosh Baruch Hu created is, first of all, it's beautiful. If we really look at creation, you see how beautiful it is. And then you admit, you can come to admit that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created that, because only Hashem can do such a thing. It's almost like when we pray Shmona Esrei three times a day, towards the end we say a certain verse and we say Modim Anachnu Lach. And many think, I don't know how the Siddur translated or Artkrol translated, but many think it's that we thank you. But it could be that that's even how it's translated, but that's not the real meaning. Modim anachnu lach is that we admit to you. It comes from the word hoda'ah, that I admit that you are God, the God of gods, and so forth. When you find the translation, let me know. We'll see how it translates it. But nevertheless, when we say modim anachnu lach, it's not I am thanking you or we thank you.
We thankfully acknowledge.
See, the acknowledge is more will be more on the correct side, but because I acknowledge, I admit, you are Hashem. Of course, it comes in thanks, but the word in Hebrew, that's why, how is it translated by you?
We thank you.
I wonder how the other Siddur translated. But nevertheless, the word in Hebrew, modim, is that we admit to you. And you can apply the same thing when you wake up in the morning, when you say, Modeh ani lefanecha. Yeah, you can translate as, I thank you. But Modeh ani lefanecha is, I admit in front of you that you are Melech Chai Rekayam, that you are the living king. And you are the one, Shehechazarta Binishmati. I'm admitting you did it, nobody else. This is the power of Hoda'ah. Hoda'ah is admitting. We talked about it many times. Now, to give you an example, a little bit of what I'm talking about, many times will be a couple that they go out on a date. And the more observant world, it would be called a shiduch, not a date. But nevertheless, same idea. They They go out, they meet each other, they try to learn about each other. And when they'll go back to their friend, parent, matchmaker, whatever it is, they will say, I found this very good, that is very good, this is very good. I found a lot of things they match, but still missing something, missing this spark or something. So the question is, if you see so much beauty around, and this I'm giving that specific case, this is just an example, should one continue looking, or should one say, okay, I didn't find the spark, okay, I'll give up? This is a perfect example that you say, no, if you already found so much similarity, so much common denominators, you like so many things, but something is still missing, then continue looking. And continue looking, believe that there's something deep down inside there, you continue looking and you will find it. This is this beauty, this hidden beauty. And needless to say, one needs to continue looking. Now, when you believe, first of all, you need to believe, but because you believe, that's how you reach to the level that you do find it. And this, the word hod is emphasizing the hidden beauty, not the revealed beauty. To be attracted to revealed beauty is very easy, but to expose the hidden beauty and then to find that and then to be attracted to that, that's a little bit harder. And the perfect beauty, usually, when you see something in front of you, it's not perfect. And even going into the external look, sometimes a couple will go on a date or will about to go on a date, and the person looks, she says, there's a little freckle here. I'm not happy with that freckle. It's not aligned with the nose. So I'm sure you know what I mean. That sometimes you want to put somebody together, and this is the answer you get. No, look, you see that the point in the ears. Mark there in the ears? No, not for me. So, there's one man that we were trying to help him find his other half. And he's in his 50s. My wife offered him somebody in the 40s. No, she's too old. And what are you? What are you in your 20s? What do you think? A 20-year-old girl would look come to your direction? And everything that we brought... So he told my wife and me, she has to be minimum 5.7. And if she's 5.6 and a half, she's not going to be accepted. So sometimes people, they look at the outside, and the outside, the external part is not perfect. No, that's not good for me. So Hod Shebatiferet is the hidden beauty. And usually the hidden beauty is not necessarily going to come so perfect on the outside. One needs to look inside, more in the essence of something, to see the internal part of the beauty. Now, I'm just giving an example with dating, but this can be in anything. How many times you meet a person? Let's take an example from close to home. We are pretending to be observant people. So, and in the observant world, sometimes we would look at another individual, walks into the shul or whatever, and he's not dressed like us. Doesn't behave so much like us, maybe doesn't have a yarmulke, maybe he's behaving a little bit different. Right away, brushed off. Why? He's behaving a little bit different. You're not looking at the external, you're looking at the external part, it's not as beautiful as I would want it to be. You look in the inside, you might find a very special individual, a very special man, woman. So, practically saying, we have to... see in our life, where are we focusing on the external beauty? Because this is not a right way to focus just on the external beauty and to judge things according to the external beauty of it. Rather, I have to look for the internal beauty and to believe that there is. Now, again, this is not 100%. Not everything is black and white. Not everything that I have to be so determined to find. Some things won't have this hidden beauty. But I get mistaken with external beauty. And of course, when I need to search and to investigate, so to say, but in certain things, there is hidden beauty that is not going to be on the surface, and I have to believe that it's there and find it. A more practical way of looking at it is how we deal with other people. And with other people, if another person is not really the same level of me, or it doesn't come from the same place or whatever, and I don't see so much similarity. I mean, we look in the mirror, we think we're the symbol of perfection. Most people look in the mirror and they marvel themselves. They're like, wow, look what Hashem did here. It's unbelievable. It's perfection in front of me. The reflection. I don't know how the mirror is not breaking. But nevertheless, that's how when we look at ourselves, we think that we are so perfect and beautiful. So when we look at somebody else that doesn't resemble us, then we don't see beauty. We see, okay, it's not the same. Instead of looking into the depth of the person behind surface, to see the beauty inside, and really what's the inside is much more important than the beauty outside. This is referring to Hod Sheba Tiferet, the hidden beauty of the beauty of Tiferet. Azad Hashem, we should take from that in our life, you know, there's a famous saying, don't judge a book by its cover. I don't know what came first, but there is a Mishnah that says, don't look at the tin or the bottle, whatever it is, from the outside, look what's inside. And the Mishnah says, because sometimes the outside looks brand new and nice, but bifnim it's empty. And sometimes the outside would look not so clean and not so nice, but the inside is pure. So, but this is coming from the teachings of the Mishnah, so I think it came before Hallmark, saying don't look at the don't judge a book by its cover. But nevertheless, either way, however you say that, this is a very practical thing, and the Sefirah of tonight that we focus on is not to look just at the surface, to know there is something much more deep, hidden there, and not always it comes so fast, and one needs to believe that it exists, and to know how to pull it out, and you know how to see the beauty in everything, because everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created is beautiful, and you know how to bring the beauty out of it. Bezat Hashem, needless to say, you make the world a much better place when we don't tag things because of how they look.